And then we heard, I guess, on Twitter, the rumors that CBS Sports is no longer in the picture, and now BN Sports is being discussed about carrying the league as a whole. So maybe they'll cover midweek games, other Saturday games, Sunday games that don't conflict with La Liga games.
I think that's great, man. If that comes to pass, BN Sports is a great way to, if you're really into like League One or something like that. They have got some obscure soccer.
So. They're very good at covering soccer. They cover the championship, the English championship. They cover La Liga, League One, as you said. So, and then we have heard rumors from the front office, as we mentioned. I think I mentioned on NASL Nightcap, or I'm sorry, the NASL Roundtable, which was the Thursday before we went on spring break. So I'm not sure everybody who listens to us heard it, but the team has been talking to us about a local television partnership. We don't want to say too much about it, but if you're talking about local television, there's only so many options. This one happens to rhyme with your last name.
Will Poomers.
Will APP? Will
Marekt?
Marekt TV? No. Will Bauer Socks. Rhymes with Will Bauer Socks. So we'll see. We'll be looking for that announcement. Hopefully they're shoring up the contract for that. And then the last thing that I want to mention is the history piece that we've been promoting for a long time that we've got. Actually, we've got quite a bit of stuff on, but nothing close to being published ready.
I think we're looking for more interviews, right?
Yeah, I want to get more interviews. I'm objectively saying on there, I'm giving everybody mentioned in the piece a chance to speak their piece.
Are you willing to say who said yes and who said no?
Not yet. I don't want to say yet. But I have been talking to people out there, so I want to get all the interviews done, or at least extend the olive branch to certain people to say something. So I'm going to target the midsummer break for having that piece done.
And we've got some preview episodes, some preview material starting to come out. So we just did like a cool email dialogue with the Northern Pitch, which is an independent soccer website. So they should have a write-up with our commentary coming out soon. We're going to do a preview episode with the FC Edmonton team next week, the podcasting guys next week. We have been severely procrastinating writing a season preview for distribution to Soccer is Okay, which is a local soccer website, and the Midfield Press, where we host our podcast. So stay tuned for sure. Yeah.
And then next week, I kind of see our weekly episodes next week becoming a standard recap and then a preview of weeks to come. And then we'll insert other content in there as we can. But we want to talk about what the team does during the week, game-wise, and then what we can expect out of them as they face their competition.
All right, cool. Well, that wraps up Session 2. We'll be back with Free Talk coming at you next. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. We're in our final segment, our Free Talk segment of Episode 8. Will, you've got a lot of stuff on your mind, free talk wise. Take it away.
Okay, first free talk session. Last week was St. Patrick's Day. I went to a bar to have drinks with my father-in-law. We're bonding. Good times.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for green apparel, obviously.
Okay.
And I come across, I have a little jersey section where all my sports jerseys that I wear casually are.
Okay.
I come across a green soccer jersey. I'm like, hey, this is awesome. I should definitely wear a green soccer jersey. How cool.
Oh, no. I see where this is going.
And it was an energy jersey.
Okay.
That it was their, like, Trafford-styled jersey that wasn't worn during games, but had the solid body and the white sleeves.
Yeah.
I was pretty pumped when I bought it.
It's a sharp jersey.
It's a sharp jersey. I really wanted the blue one, but I bought the green one. And I can't wear that in good conscience.
I also own an energy jersey, and I also own an energy t-shirt.
Right.
Because, no secret, we supported our local energy.
Now, I've got an energy t-shirt as well that's super comfy.
Yeah.
So this begs a really important question. If you're going to start supporting, or at least become a neutral, what are you going to do with your old energy gear? I don't know what to do with this jersey. I think I got rid of the t-shirt. I think the t-shirt I donated. I have too many t-shirts.
Yeah, as do I.
So, and here's the rub, right? The easy answer is slap a number on it and wear it for indoor soccer.
Yeah.
I already have, from a previous indoor team, a green jersey as like a backup.
And I have my blue energy jersey, which is already in the regular rotation for indoor soccer.
So I don't have a good use for it. I'm willing to give it away, but I don't know if that's the best use for it. I don't know what to do with it.
I don't know.
So chime in on Twitter if you're listening and you have some suggestions for what to do with old energy gear.
Sure. Can I say something that might not endear me to the fans out there?
Yeah.
I'm hoping the energy wins every game this year.
Okay.
Except for a potential USOC matchup with Ryo OKC. Let me explain why. If they win every game this year, and we win every game this year, and Ryo OKC smashes them about 8-0 in the US Open Cup.
Bold.
What does that say about the NASL or soccer in Oklahoma City as a whole, or where the teams are?
I don't know that it says that much, because right now the big talking point is that the USL won all 7 of its matchups in the Open Cup last year.
Yeah.
That's a really short sample size, and that's definitely not a platform to like judge the future direction of those two leagues.
Okay, well, let me put it this way. Unlike some other organizations in this city, I truly want to grow the game regardless of the competition.
Of affiliation?
Of the affiliation competition.
Okay.
I'm not going to say grow the game except for that other team across town and make fun of them.
Jeez, don't get me started.
So, let's go energy, I guess, right?
Sure. Okay.
For every day except for June 1st.
Here's a plug. Oh, that's my birthday. Oh, damn it. I don't want my birthday to be out there.
Oh, no! Everyone buy him birthday presents for the US Open Cup fourth round.
Don't buy me energy jerseys. Here's a plug. We should talk about this in the future. What happens if, God forbid, Ryo folds, but the energy don't fold?
I've many times thought about that, and I will cross that bridge when I come to it.
Should we talk about it in the future or right now?
In the future.
All right.
Let's talk about it in
future.
Future
free talk segment. Okay. Next segment to talk about. If you follow News OK or the Oklahoma local news.
You tweeted out, too, from the Cisco account.
I thought you tweeted that out.
No, you did.
No, I thought you did.
No, you said worth what keeping an eye on. Yeah.
Yeah, UConn is apparently, the municipality of UConn is apparently bankrupt or has had some financial impropriety and they've misappropriated funds.
They cannot fund everything that they budgeted for the rest of the year with the funds that they have left.
So it'll be up to private sponsors to build the wall that will separate UConn from the rest of Oklahoma City.
Can I build a wall with Twin Peaks coupons?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I shall begin building it.
Look, I'm hard pressed to think that there's any effect to Miller Stadium. Miller Stadium probably makes
the lease is signed, and I'm sure Ryo's paying the, if nothing, they're not going to say don't pay us for the lease anymore.
Miller Stadium is probably one of the few things that makes money for the city of UConn. Right. So I just thought it was interesting. We'll keep our eye on it. Again, stay tuned. I just found it interesting. Okay. Third thing, before we wrap up with our big piece, recent announcement that Tim Howard was signed to Denver. So I just find this really interesting.
I read the article you sent me
I also tweeted it.
Top Drawer Soccer. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Here's a question for you. Pretend that you're... Would you rather be a fan of Ryo OKC splashing a risky signing with Georgia Samaras? Or... would you rather be a Rapids fan and you just announced
no doubt no Tim doubt Howard no signing. Doubt a Ryo OKC fan? What's
such a bad signing?
They had a good goalkeeper. I mean, by no means was their goalie the worst. What did they hope to accomplish by that? They're throwing away good money they could have dispersed around on multiple good decent players in their field players. And not only that, but I just...
Why?
It doesn't make any sense.
I'll tell you who it makes a lot of sense for. Tim Howard.
Yeah.
I mean, how old is he? What is he, 37?
37.
Jeez. I mean, imagine...
You just lost your starting
job. Do you think he kept a straight face when his agent, like, was... they were doing that live phone call with Denver?
Oh, man.
All right. Anyway, I just... That's your hypothetical question. All right. I built up to this on Twitter as well. We've talked about this in the past. Hopefully this comes across as well as I want it to. I am going to go on the record and say I think Raul Martin Presa is a genius. And here's why. So first, who is that? He is the chairman of Rayo Vallecano in Madrid. He is not very popular with the Vallecano fans right now, and he's kind of an easy target.
He's not very popular with the vocal minority of ultras right now.
That's probably a fair way to say it.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why is because they think that the resources that he that they perceive that he's allocated to Rayo OKC, and he has allocated resources to Rayo OKC, could have been better spent helping the club in the relegation fight.
I think the two specific examples they've given are signing players to help them stay in La Liga or improving physically their stadium, which is in
it's not in good
truly is in dire need of repairs.
Okay, so that first point that you just mentioned, signing players to help them in La Liga.
Yeah.
That is what I think. It just finally, when I went to the Samara signing, it clicked for me.
Yeah.
It just finally clicked. Okay, you're Raul Martin Presa. You're in Madrid. You're severely overshadowed by your city rivals, Atletico and Real. And you're a middling premier. You're a middling La Liga team who's in a relegation league fight. Year after year. I mean, decades of this. And yeah, I mean, like, your fans, regardless, are going to be loyal and, like, have your relationship. But don't you think that your fans want more? Like, wouldn't you finally be like, okay, I want to do something to break this mold?
Well, I would rephrase it differently. I think their fans would like to win the La Liga title. I don't necessarily think that they don't want to be Real Madrid, but they want to win the La Liga title, which has to come that comes from the same thing.
You got to have good players, right?
Yeah,
okay,
right.
So
I see where you're going with it. I differ, and my opinion is not, I don't think they want the global marketing. They just want their team to be the best team in La Liga.
Right. Well, okay, so the obvious question has been, why Oklahoma City?
Right.
Well, clearly it's not about Oklahoma City. It could be Rio Fort Lauderdale or Rio Charlotte, North Carolina.
San Francisco.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. What matters is the fact that our ownership group here, it was just like the way it all worked out, it's Rio, Oklahoma City. But I swear, if you're a Vallecano fan and you wanted a shot, like a risk-free shot at signing a pretty good striker in Giorgio Samaras or some up-and-coming American talent like Billy Forbes or Sebastian Velasquez, guys that needed to break in to MLS sides, couldn't get the time, you're not going to get those guys just to sign with Vallecano. No matter what, right? But guess what? And granted, Samaras is rehabbing or he's coming up for rehab, but even so much the better. Like, the reason why Samaras signed with Rayo OKC is because of his relationship with Vallecano. He wants to prove himself, right? So he knows, all these guys know that if they play well and get minutes, they're going to get a shot in the big time.
And as we know from the phrasing that Brad Lund used at the signing, the first time he said this, I thought, well, that was funny. He had a vocal slip up there because he announced the first player signing, the very first member of Rayo Vallecano in Oklahoma City, Sebastian
right.
Velasquez.
Right.
This signing, he said, welcome to Oklahoma City, the next World Cup experienced player of Rayo Vallecano, Georgios Samaras. So that's a very intentional Rayo Vallecano. These guys are signing contracts with the mother club.
I think it's brilliant. I mean, let's pretend that I'm just going to pick a guy's name. This is maybe unfair. You're Derek Boateng. You mm-hmm. played in two World Cups.
It's Mr. Derek Boateng.
Mr. Derek Boateng, who I can't wait to meet, by the way. I want to meet him.
Better call him Mr. Derek Boateng.
Okay, Mr. Derek Boateng. And you know what? You think you've got some life left in your game. But without knowing how old he is, I'm not going to look it up. But he's played in two World Cups. So he's definitely old. So like any, like Chelsea or like West Brom, they're not going to sign him. Like, he's old, right? They've got promising youth prospects. How else is he? I mean, he gets a phone call from the San Francisco Deltas saying, hey, man, we're going to start a team. And in 2017, we might start playing. We're still trying to get the stadium figured out. You know, are you interested? Or Ryan O'Kay say, hey, look, I know it's kind of random, it's Oklahoma City, but we have this relationship with Brad Vicano. He goes, well, like, you could go play in La Liga. That's a no-brainer for anybody. And yeah. If you're a fan of Vicano, maybe I'm, like, way conspiracy theorying this. Like, I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because let's talk about this angle as well. So what are ways you, like, get players on your team, right? You buy them, or you evaluate them, you evaluate and develop talent, and you, like, bring them in. Or you start an academy. Well, you're telling me that Rayo Vallecano is going to start an academy or get their academy to compete with Atleticos or Real Madrid's for, like, local Spanish talent who might also go to other cities like Barcelona.
They've right? essentially created a pop-up academy in the are we still the number one GDP country in the world?
I hope so.
So from a marketing standpoint, if anybody's going to have money to spend on stuff, it's going to be the United States. They've created a pop-up academy. They're going to grow their marketing brand, which I know the fans don't care about, but the ownership group certainly does, and the fans should care about. Because no matter what percentage of that money it is, they're going to get that money funneled back into the
mother state. And from the branding standpoint, again, it goes back to Samaras as like the use case. If it comes down to just pure branding alone, his agent gives him three offers. Would he ever have signed with Vallecano? Probably not. Now, granted, it depends on who the other offers are. But, like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, maybe this is all really obvious from day one, and I'm slow, and I'm just picking up on it. But when I was told the reason why Samaras signed is because of his relationship with Vallecano, it all clipped.
And, see, I don't think it was obvious, or else we wouldn't get the question, why Oklahoma City? Why two teams in Oklahoma City? Why would the NASL choose Oklahoma City? Why would Rayo Vallecano? Why the name? That name is so dumb. Well, it's not dumb. It's not all dumb. Part of a bigger plan. And I think whenever we were discussing this first time, it's a win for everybody. Yes. It's a win for Oklahoma City because we get to see great players.
It's a win for the players.
It's a win for the players because these players who are coming off of not great seasons or injury-riddled seasons or have had issues, Sebastian Velasquez have had...
Or Frank Lampard and Pirlo and Discarud get signed above you just to, like, splash names.
Right, right. So here's your chance to have a great summer season and roll that immediately into a La Liga season, get signed with a La Liga team, just move right on up. And for Oklahoma City, we get to see some great soccer players who hopefully mesh well together. And if the model works, then we can continue to see players that they hand select, that Coach Marcina hand selects to come in and play in his model. So it's not like they're just picking whoever from all over the world off the scrap heap to come in and give a shot. These are players. He's not going to pick players just based on big names. These are players that play into the model who also have a shot to go up and play at the top level.
Now, obvious counterpoint. Let's say that Samaras has, like, just an amazing... How long is the fall season or the spring season?
It's only, like, 8 games, yeah.
Let's say that Samaras has a monster 8-game season. And just pick a number. Scores, like, 2 goals a game.
Yeah.
Does he immediately leave in the summer and go to Spain? Because that's the problem that you might run into is you would never have... You say...
But why would he do that when the fall season starts in July? What's he going to do? Greece is not in the Euros, right? So he's not going to get called up to the Greek national team. He can't. I mean, they got to lock their roster.
I'm just saying.
Going to train with Rayo Vallecano.
Right. I'm saying the problem with this whole kind of minor league affiliate deal is, like, we in Oklahoma City might get robbed of seeing the big name players play for a long time.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, no, I totally agree with that. It might be a one and done thing for some of these big name players.
Which, to be fair,
but the idea
would have been in a lot of other places.
But if it's a one and done thing with these big name players, then. The idea is the model is working, so next season we get the same thing. And it's no different. You got to compare apples to apples, too. If you're a fan of a USL side, or even an MLS side for that matter, any soccer team, really, the roster is very fluid. It's sure. The nature of buying and selling players.
Sure.
And that's and until even in a top-tier market, right? So, I mean, I'm a Chelsea supporter. They lost Ramirez in the middle of the season because China came calling with big bucks. So, and how many players are they going to lose in the offseason? Probably a lot because they're having a manager change. So, it's just think it's good part
points.
Of it.
So anyway, maybe we just way over belabored that point, but I wanted to talk about it. It hit me. It finally clicked for me. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the season to come. We'll obviously keep talking about the team. We would love your feedback. Send us a note. Tweet at us. YouTube us.
At ScissortailPod on Vine Twitter. Us. ScissortailPod@gmail.com. That's Facebook all we have us. So far. We don't have a Facebook.
MySpaces.
We don't have a MySpace.
All right.
Next week, this is very important. We will have either this weekend or sometime next week, we'll post the last episode before the first game. And then we will hopefully live tweet the first game. I mean, we'll be there. I plan on being there. Are you going to be there with me?
I'm going to be in the booth doing color commentary for ESPN 3.
I mean, we're going to be like periscoping that shit and live tweeting. It's going to be nuts. So,
all right, team. Peace out. Stay tuned.
Boom.